Industry experts say the management team from smaller U.S. Airways will take over management of both carriers. Holly Hageman of Dallas-based PlaneBusiness.com says U.S. Air's CEO Doug Parker will be the top dog for good reason.
If the creditors committee had not been convinced that the management team at U.S. Airways was not the superior choice, we would not be talking about a potential merger.
So what's the difference between U.S. Air's Parker and American Airlines CEO Tom Horton?
What Parker has is vision and leadership. What American has seen over the past, certainly the past year and a half, has been, you know, decision by committee rather than decision by vision.
Mike Boyd leads his own airline consultant business in Colorado. He says American entered bankruptcy almost a year and a half ago with two big goals: reduce debt and clear pension obligations from the books, as competitors had done.
Instead of that, they've run way off into the weeds doing all sorts of indecisive things. At a time when American Airlines is petitioning the court to stop paying health care benefits to retirees, they're also hiring fashion consultants for new uniforms, and they're unnecessarily painting airplanes. When you're telling retirees, we can't pay for your health benefits, and they're going to spend $50,000 to $100,000 to repaint each of 500 airplanes, that is outrageous.
Hageman says unions at both carriers have signaled they're okay with a U.S. Air management takeover. She's not sure American's workers would tolerate less.
The American Airlines employees are so fed up, would be a nice way to put it, with the current situation and what they have gone through over the last 10 years, that I think the employees would have shut the airline down.
Hageman says the 2 to 3 year transition will be ugly and uncomfortable for workers wondering if they'll keep their jobs. But she says most will, because both carriers will stay aloft. Mike Boyd says with the addition of the Phoenix carrier here, more destinations will become available for DFW customers. And he does not buy analyst predictions that fares will rise because of the merger.
Right now, airlines are trying to price to make the payroll, not to gouge the public. And there is no credible evidence to show that fares have gone up or capacity has gone down directly because of mergers.
Observers say a merger announcement could come today or tomorrow. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.